Before we start today's show, we want to share some exciting news from the Radiotopia family. Normal Gossip is back for its sixth season. If you've ever found yourself eavesdropping on strangers' juicy conversations and maybe wanting to chime in too, this show is for you. On Normal Gossip, host Kelsey McKinney shares the juiciest gossip sent in by listeners all around the world, then brings in a special guest to weigh in on the actions within the story. The stories are everything from petty to bizarre to downright strange. Fun fact, you might recognize a few of this season's guests from the Radiotopia universe. So check it out. New episodes start April 17th. Listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Radio Diaries is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Radiotopia.
From PRX's Radiotopia, this is Radio Diaries. I'm Joe Richman. Today, the third and final installment of our series, Contenders, portraits of some of the most groundbreaking and unusual presidential candidates who never won the White House. Harry S. Truman once wrote that the President of the United States is, quote, a glorified public relations man who spends his time flattering, kissing, and kicking people to get them to do what they're supposed to do anyway, unquote. And yet, it's a job that people spend millions of dollars trying to get. Alvin Barkley certainly wanted that job. He served in Congress for 40 years, and he was actually Harry Truman's vice president. But Barkley never made it to the pinnacle of power. Throughout American history, only 14 VPs have ever gone on to the presidency. The rest have been mostly forgotten. And not many people would remember the name Alvin Barkley, except for two things. His nickname, the Veep, and the remarkable circumstances of his death.
My name's Steve Truitt. I am the grandson of Alvin W. Barkley. My grandfather was born in a log cabin in Kentucky, and he loved to talk and tell stories, and he loved singing it. You could barely restrain him. It seems like he came from a different era.
Well, this is a song that I have remembered from my boyhood days, and it's come down with me for half a century. See that dummy coming down the line, my baby. See that dummy coming down the line this evening. See that dummy coming down the line. He had to run sideways to keep from flying, my baby.
My grandfather was very much in favor of assisting the poor and not particularly sympathetic to the wealthier classes. So his concept of government was of Uncle Sam, as he used to say, not some lazy guy sitting back on a cushion someplace, but rolling up his sleeves and actually getting things done.
In my 40 years of public life in Washington, I have advanced that theory over the opposition of a great many people who believe in just standing still, that Uncle Sam or the government ought to be hitched to a post. And notwithstanding improvements in every other field, like agriculture, medicine, education, transportation, that government and politics itself ought to stand still. I don't believe that. Catching rabbits ain't no sin. Open your mouth and shove 'em in this evening.
In 1948, the Democrats' convention is in Philadelphia, and Truman hadn't made up his mind who could select as vice president. And the convention was going to go with whoever Truman decided.
Senator Alvin Barkley of Kentucky delivered the keynote speech to the Democratic National Convention.
In the Declaration of Independence,
my grandfather gave a impassioned keynote address to rouse the Democrats off their bottoms and on their feet.
Thomas Jefferson did not proclaim that all white men, all black men, or red or yellow men are equal, that all rich or poor men are equal, that all good or bad men are equal, What he declared was that all men are equal.
And that was that. He was selected as Harry Truman's vice president.
Senator Barkley and I'll win this election and make these Republicans like it. Don't you forget that.
Harry Truman's blunt challenge in 1948 was the opening gun of a fighting campaign that exhilarated the electorate and dazed the experts.
When he was vice president, my grandfather lived 2.5 blocks from where we lived. So he was over at our house all the time. And one evening he was talking about his form of address, which he thought Mr. Vice President was too wordy and long-winded.
So everywhere I went, people were saying, what should we call you? Well, one night I was out at my daughter's, and she has 4 boys. And the youngest kid says to me, why, he said, Gramps, why not put 2 little E's in there between those 2 big letters and call it Veep?
He did so the next day to the press corps, and thus it entered the lexicon.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the self-designated Veep, the Honorable Alvin W. Barkley, Vice President of the United States.
My grandfather wanted to be president a lot. It was the logical terminus of his entire life. So in 1952, my grandfather actively sought the nomination. But at that time, he was a lot older than anybody else who'd ever run for president, and he did not get the support of labor. United Auto Workers felt that he was too old, so he withdrew his name. He was bitterly disappointed, but he moved on. My grandfather returned to the Senate and sat on the back row for the remainder of his term there.
On April 30, 1956, Alvin Barkley, back in the Senate again at the age of 78, was making a speech at Washington and Lee University.
I have served my country and my people for half a century as a Democrat.
He was going through his standard speech and then digressed and talked about that people asked him, did he mind being in the back row, the place reserved for the most junior senators, having spent many, many years as the majority leader in the front row. And he had said, no, he did not mind that because, as he used to say, the race is not always to the quick.
I was a junior congressman, then I became a senior congressman, and then I went to the Senate and became a junior senator. And then I became a senior senator, and then majority leader of the Senate, and then vice president of the United States, and now I'm back again as a junior senator. And I am willing to be a junior. I am glad to sit on the back row, for I would rather be a servant in the house of the Lord than to sit in the seats of the mighty.
The next sound you hear is thump.
Senator Barkley just collapsed as he finished saying, I had rather be a servant in the house of the Lord than in the seat of the mighty.
Doctor, somebody called for a doctor.
And he died on the spot. And that's the way it turned out.
See that dummy coming down the line, my baby. See that dummy coming down the line this evening. See that dummy coming down the line. He had to run sideways to keep from flying, my baby.
You've been listening to our series, Contenders, portraits of some of the most groundbreaking and unusual presidential candidates who never won the White House. Contenders is produced by me, Joe Richman, with Samara Freemark, Nellie Gillis, Sarah Kate Kramer, and edited by Deborah George and Ben Shapiro. Radio Diaries is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX. To hear all the Radiotopia shows, go to radiotopia.fm. Radio Diaries is supported by the Knight Foundation, MailChimp, the National Endowment for Humanities, and our recently formed super PAC, Make Radio Great Again. I'm Joe Richmond of Radio Diaries. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia. From PR.